Christians help fight Haiti's ills one step at a time. An evangelist's testimony counters a report from Iran, and the evangelical Christian population is seeing a profound shift. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Topping the news, Haiti's January 8th presidential elections have been postponed again. Poverty and the resulting volatility present the greatest obstacles. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says their work is one small step toward building stability in the region.
Construction is the key to economic recovery, so they need construction projects which, while improving the infrastructure itself, create jobs so that people can start getting money and the economies can start moving.
DeHart says the evangelistic thrust comes through the practical application of meeting needs.
In addition to our clinic and food program, as funding has been available, we always build homes for homeless people. And that not only creates jobs, but gives a shining example of God's love that stays there for the people to witness.
Next, as the Iranian government has been clamping down on Christian activity, something incredible has happened. Evangelist Sammy Tippett says the most prestigious Iranian university published his biography. More surprising was that the article came directly from their ministry website.
They left everything in about my conversion, about how Christ changed my life, everything that he's done, and it was left completely intact, just as an article inserted into this magazine and then placed online and distributed legally in the Islamic Republic of Iran.
The seeds of the gospel are planted. Tippett urges prayer.
The president of Iran has really cracked down on anything Western, and he's very hardline, and yet in the midst of all of that, somehow in the most prestigious university in the nation, God has opened the door for us to have the gospel inside the country.
You're listening to Mission Network News. In many areas of the world, people have to walk days to get to a hospital, if it's available at all. In countries like Ghana, West Africa, providing even limited medical care can be the key to seeing a person come to Christ. Well, that's why Oasis International is investing in a clinic in the village of Pram Pram. Elvina Miller is with Oasis and says they need help completing it.
They put up a building, and there's nothing in the building yet. All they have is the framework. It's going to be a large clinic where they'll have women's and men's dorms, but we are doing everything we can to help the clinic.
Pastor Samuel Narr says your investment in this work will help with the ministry that's already seeing many turn to Christ through vocational and other training.
People now have a new life, truly. Pram wasn't like this before, but now there is a vast change in the people and their lives.
Miller says churches are growing. More information is available at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, there's a shift taking place in the percentage of evangelical Christians around the world. According to the Lausanne Researchers Network, in 1900, over 80% of all Christians were from Europe and North America. That proportion is now under 45%. The report says people of African descent represent 30% of all evangelicals, while Asian and Latin Americans make up 15 and 13% respectively. The report is good news for evangelism abroad. And the Jesus Film Project says they were able to go deeper into the Middle East, North Africa, and Central Asia in 2005. In one Middle Eastern country, God allowed the film to be shown in public theaters and community centers. The government also allowed it to be imported and distributed. Last year also saw a Jesus film for women produced, which should have a profound spiritual impact on families in these regions of the world. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now making available Rick Warren's ministry Toolbox, a weekly newsletter that helps church leaders guide congregations into better health in worship, fellowship, discipleship, ministry, and evangelism. It's free. Sign up by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.